The animated movie Home on the Range opens tomorrow in theaters nationwide. It's the last hand-drawn feature that Disney will make at its studios in Southern California. Like its competitors, Disney will concentrate on computer-generated animation. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
At the Disney Studios in Burbank, there's a building whimsically shaped like a wizard's hat. That's the home of Disney Animation. And these days, there's a lot of empty office space.
The hand-drawn animated feature that started with Snow White has now ended with Home on the Range.
Steve Hewlett is with the Animation Guild. He says Disney is still making some hand-drawn movies in Australia, mostly for the video market. A few could end up on the big screen.
But in terms of any domestic hand-drawn Disney animation, Home on the Range is the last.
Ironically, perhaps, Home on the Range is about animals who band together to save their farm.
Mrs. Calloway! Mrs. Calloway! Mrs. Calloway! There's a newcomer at the gate!
Disney isn't the only film studio to give up on traditional animation. DreamWorks, which made the computer-generated blockbuster Shrek, did the same after a string of films didn't perform, culminating with last year's Sinbad. Ann Daly is head of DreamWorks Animation.
The market had so clearly turned by the time that Sinbad came out that no longer was it really an equal choice.
For those who have worked in traditional animation, these are hard times. Bronnie Berry has been in the field for 27 years. She took some classes in computer animation and decided that it wasn't for her.
And I'm not particularly attracted to the notion of having a ready-made character imported into a computer for me so I can push it around. Being able to draw a character, create a character, and watch that thing move on a screen is fantastic, really.
For Barry, finding that kind of work is difficult. Much of the lower-end work done for television and video has been sent overseas. At the moment, Barry is working on games for cell phones and hoping to get back to her field.
I try to cling to the wreckage. I love it too much to let go of it. I'm just sensible with money and stretch the dollar where I can.
According to the Animation Guild, Barry is among the majority in hand-drawn animation who are having trouble making the switch to computers. Many have left the business altogether.
This is where I think I'm probably a freak because I didn't miss drawing over the last year and a half working on Shrek.
Dan Wagner worked on hand-drawn DreamWorks films, including Prince of Egypt and Spirit, Stallion of the Cimarron. But he was ready to go to work on a computer.
I can still see my personality in my animation, so I don't see it as sterile or a computer is doing my work.
But even though Wagner is computer-friendly, he still thinks there's a place for hand-drawn or 2D films. The reason some haven't worked lately is that those films became stale and formulaic, he says.
It was almost like going to McDonald's and getting a Happy Meal. You know what you're going to get. And Disney was a good Happy Meal. Oh, this tastes good. But pretty soon the Happy Meals got rotten. Just like, I'm sick of Happy Meals. I want a steak.
Many animators blame embattled Disney chief executive Michael Eisner for the way he runs the kitchen where those meals were prepared. They say Eisner has created a bureaucracy run by business school graduates. In fact, David Stanton, who runs Disney Animation, has an MBA from Harvard. Stanton declined to comment for this story. But the Guild's Steve Hewlett points out that Pixar, which has made computer-generated hits from Toy Story to Finding Nemo, is run by John Lasseter, who came up through the animation ranks at Disney.
There's no other animators with a creative background that are in charge anywhere but at Pixar. And the only place where they're succeeding handily is at Pixar. I think that there's a cause and effect there.
Some traditional animators think studios will chase Pixar's success, churning out so many computer-generated features that audiences will burn out on them. Someday, they hope, the homegrown, hand-drawn feature will make a comeback. Meanwhile, Hewlett worries about what might be lost as animators scatter into other fields.
There was always kind of a held institutional memory that was carried along, and pretty much we're right on the edge of all that institutional memory going away.
As for animators like Bronnie Berry, they're hoping Home on the Range will be a hit.
If they deliver a great product, then money can be made, and I can stick some egg on Eisner's face and the people who shut down 2D.
For now, Barry is waiting for things to get better someday. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.